It's 1 in the afternoon as Homicide Lieutenant Don Halverson listens to Miss Tony Fassina. Here's Tony pour out her jealous hatred of Kate Beekman under the pretense of telling Halverson the truth about Kate. More of that in a few moments. First, in another part of the city, where Perry Mason, Della Street, and Kate Beekman are in the kitchen of Della's apartment.
Oh, can't you eat any more souffle, Miss Street?
Oh, not one more bite, Katie.
Yeah, delicious, Katie. A very good cook.
Thanks. Oh, I'll do the dishes, Miss Street.
Well, suppose you leave them for a moment. Do you want to get that list of names, Katie?
Oh, I put it right here, Miss Mason.
All right. You saw these people with Gordy Weber in the nightclub?
Yes, sir. Well, I only saw some of them once or twice, but these, where I made a little check mark, see, I saw them often. But, well, some of them, like these...
Wait.
Mm-hmm. Aren't you going to answer, Mr.?
If it's Paul Drake, honey, he'll hang up and ring back.
Oh.
I told Paul to ring the phone and then hang up and call back in a few seconds. So.
I'll answer that just in case.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's see, Katie. Now, what about the names you pointed out here?
Well, I didn't know their full names. Like the man Mr. Weber called Goldie. And here, a man called Rocco. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, but I just don't know their full names.
Well, with the help, Katie. I'll take this list with me and... Oh, yes, Della?
Paul hasn't burned a cemetery. He can't even locate Halverson.
Lieutenant Halverson is police officer in charge of the murder investigation case.
Oh, the Paul says he'll keep trying.
All right.
Mr. Mason, is it something you can tell me? I understand if you don't want to.
Well, Katie, we have reason to believe the district attorney stumbled onto something. It's possible Mr. App knows that you were in Gordy's place when he was killed.
Oh? But how could he? Nobody saw me.
You don't think anyone saw you? Are you certain?
No. No, I'm not certain, but what does it mean if he does know?
Well, right off the bat, it'll make the DA very much interested in you. Mr. Rapp could do one of two things. He could order you brought in for questioning immediately, or he could ask the police to ask questions.
About me?
Yes, Katie, about you. And apparently that is what is going on, because the police haven't been to your home looking for you yet. Naturally, I would prefer Rapp to come out in the open.
Instead of snooping.
Oh, the police are asking questions about me?
Well, that's how it looks.
And... that's why you asked if I had an enemy at the club. Someone who'd want to cause trouble. It makes me feel... I'm scared.
Honey, we don't know the police are investigating you.
Even if they might be, I have the strangest feeling when I think of the police investigating me.
Kate, now you're safe here in the Street's apartment. At least for now. I will ask you not to worry.
Thank you. I can't help worrying.
No, of course.
And not just about me, Mr. Mason. Does Ma know? And Pa? Do they know that police are asking questions about me?
No. No, not yet.
Please don't tell them, Mr. Mason. Not unless you just have to, because they would worry.
Will you be all right, Katie?
Yes. I'm foolish to be afraid. I don't like the police asking questions about me, but... well, I'm certain nobody will tell them anything about me that isn't true. So I am foolish to be afraid. See, I'm over it already. I'm not nervous at all.
Well, anyone, especially an innocent young girl, would naturally feel a stab of worry on learning she's the object of a possible police investigation. And as you know, Perry Mason has guessed the truth. Kate Beekman is under investigation. A few moments ago, Homicide Lieutenant Halverson left Miss Tony Fassina's apartment. Now, inside Tony's apartment...
Hello, desk clerk. This is Miss Fassina. I gave Jimmy an order 30 minutes ago. Don't tell me when I gave him the order. Thank you very much. Well, it took him long enough. Where have you been? Oh.
Expecting someone, Tony?
Well, I wasn't expecting Gus Jansen.
Well, but since I'm here, aren't you going to invite me in?
Oh, sure. Come in, Gus. What are you doing back in town, huh?
I came back for Gordy's funeral.
You?
Does that surprise you, Tony?
Yeah.
Tony Gordy and I had our differences, but we were friends in spite of it.
Differences? Well, that's one word for it.
You understand, Tony. You and Gordy had fights.
Well, I...
And yet you were devoted. I want you to know you have my deepest sympathy, Tony.
Well, well, thanks a lot. I guess I should apologize for the way I look, but everything happened at once.
Don't say another word, Tony. I understand. Believe me.
I can't even sleep at night. Gus, I don't care if you believe me or not. I love that little guy.
I believe you.
Yeah? I can't ever tell with you. But I don't care if nobody believes me. I did love him. There'll never be another guy for me like Gordy.
Yeah, now, Tony.
You know what I'd like to do? If they'd let me. I'd like to be there when they strap Ed Beaton in the electric chair. Right in front of them. And then you know what I'd do? I'd laugh at him. I'd laugh at him.
Now tell me some other time, please. I need your signature on these.
What?
Various items Gordy assigned title to you.
What?
Merely routine business, Tony.
I don't know anything about it.
Well, of course you do. You sign papers for Gordy.
Maybe a couple of times. He just stuck a paper into my face and said, sign it, so I did.
Now I'm sticking papers in front of you to sign. Now go on and sign them.
Not now, Gus.
You're going to argue, Tony?
I just don't feel like doing it now. What are those papers?
Papers you'll sign. Now.
Oh, listen, Gus. Have a heart, huh? That cop was here throwing questions at me till I'm groggy.
A cop? Who?
Oh, Halverson. Lieutenant Halverson. He's a good-looking guy.
Just routine questions, Tony?
Yeah. He asked me about Kate Beekman.
About Kate? What?
Just background information. I gave him background information. I gave him an earful. I didn't mind burning her up. But now I'm tired, Gus. I don't want to talk about papers.
We don't talk. You just sign. But, Tony, you sure Halverson was making a routine check?
I guess so. How do I know? Listen, I'm sick of guys popping in here and throwing questions at me. Reporters and police lieutenants in and out of here. I don't like it.
Hey, wait a minute. Who is it?
The bellboy with my bottle of gin. Now, let go of me.
Hello, Miss Messina.
Well, you've got your nerve waltzing in here saying, hello, Miss Messina. Where'd you go for the gin, England? All right, Ginny, give it to me. Thank you, Ginny. Goodbye, Ginny. Well, get your foot out of the door.
That'll be $6.
Here, I'll sign the ticket.
I'm sorry, but the manager said definitely no more credit.
Oh, all right, here's the money. I'll have to give me change.
Yes, ma'am. Say, did I see Lieutenant Halverson coming out of your place?
There, Gus. You see what I mean?
Ginny.
Oh, in the DA's office. He's the right guy. I'm talking about the lieutenant, not Mr. Ratt.
You in trouble, sir?
Me? No. This is off the record. See, Marion and I are witnesses. Marion's my girl. You know Marion, Miss Messina, works in the coffee shop.
Witnesses to what?
Well, I'm not supposed to say, but... Well, Marion and I saw a girl go in Mr. Weber's apartment. I mean, the night he got killed.
Gus, are you going to stand there gabbing all
Wait
day?
Well, Jimmy, you saw a girl?
Well, yes, sir.
Who?
I'm sorry, sir. I'm not allowed to say. Maybe I've said too much already.
You haven't said anything, Jimmy. Not really. Oh, just a moment.
No, I gotta go.
Miss Messina forgot to give you a tip. Here you are.
Thanks a lot. Hey, thanks. And I mean it.
Take your girl to the show.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that. Thanks again, mister.
What's the idea of giving him a $20 bill?
Because I pay for information.
Huh?
Use your brains, Tony. Use your brains. The girl he saw was Kate Beekman.
So that's why Lieutenant Halverson...
Yes. Was...
But Ed Beekman killed Gordy. What if Kate was...
Either Kate Beekman or her father killed the little guy.
Oh.
And Tony, it looks as if... Very much as if Kate Beekman is the killer. Now get out of here, will you? I want to use your telephone.
Kate Beekman recovered from her momentary fear. But if Kate could see into the future, if she knew the thoughts in Gus Jansen's warped, clever brain, Kate would know true terror. Gus Jansen is a psychopath, a killer. He killed Gordy Weber. And now, Gus thinks of Kate Beekman. Not thoughts of killing her himself. Other thoughts. By all means, join us on Monday, won't you?